Lesson 47. Thirsty. A thirsty ghost. After walking a long way in the sun, they felt thirsty. He was very thirsty. Ghost. A man with a guilty conscience is said to be afraid of ghosts. The graveyard is haunted by ghosts. Haunt. Mr. Thompson is going to sell it because it is haunted. No one dared to live in the haunted mansion. People believed that after his death, the house was haunted. Block. The next morning, he found that the doors had been blocked by chairs and the furniture had been removed. All roads were blocked by the heavy snowfall. You blocked my way. Furniture. He bought a set of furniture at a bargain price. There is not much furniture in the house. Whiskey. He also said that he had found 5 empty whiskey bottles, which the ghost must have drunk the night before. He loves whiskey. Would you like 2 whiskies? Suggest. When I suggested that some villagers must have come in for a free drink, Mr. Thompson shook his head. Your silence suggested that you agreed with the plan. She is suggesting that it's all my fault. Shake. She shook him by the shoulder. You should shake the medicine before taking it. Accept. The villagers have told him that they will not accept the pub, even if he gives it away. She accepted the invitation. I don't accept your opinion. Lesson 48. Pull. My dentist had just pulled out one of my teeth and had told me to rest for a while. He pulled the nail out of the plank. The doctor pulled out my bad tooth. Cotton wool. I tried to say something, but my mouth was full of cotton wool. When the dentist at last removed the cotton wool from my mouth, I was able to tell him that he had pulled out the wrong tooth. You can buy cotton wool at the drugstore. She needed some cotton wool to treat her wound. Collect. He knew I collected matchboxes and asked me whether my collection was growing. He has collected many signatures of famous film stars. He's interested in collecting stamps. Collection. His collection is beyond comparison. He showed his collections to his friends. Nod. In answer to these questions, I either nodded or made strange noises. The students nodded their understanding. His boss nodded his head in approval. Meanwhile. Meanwhile, my tongue was busy searching out the hole where the tooth had been. Meanwhile, she took up 2 part-time jobs. I was working. Meanwhile, he was having coffee. Lesson 49. Tired. Tired of sleeping on the floor, a young man in Tehran saved up for years to buy a real bed. I was tired of the lecture. I am tired of your compliments. Real. Such things can happen in real life. Is your ring real gold? Owner. For the first time in his life, he became the proud owner of a bed, which had springs and a mattress. Who is the owner of the hotel? The lost ring has been restored to its owner. Spring. The spring was broken. He jumped like a spring. Mattress. When he woke up, he was still on the mattress. He was not used to sleeping on a spring mattress. The mattress is too hard for him. Gust. A gust of wind swept the bed off the roof and sent it crashing into the courtyard below. A gust turned the boat over. The wind blew in gusts for 5 days on end. Sweep. His hat was swept into the river. In anger, she swept the dishes off the table. Courtyard. Children are playing in the courtyard. He planted many fruit trees in the courtyard. Smash. Although the bed was smashed to pieces, the man was miraculously unhurt. The footballer hit the window and smashed it to pieces. The naughty boy smashed the vase with a hammer. Miraculously. Miraculously, all the passengers on the coach survived. The workers miraculously completed the project. Unhurt. He was unhurt in the fight. The driver was unhurt in the car collision. Glance. Glancing at the bits of wood and metal that lay around him, the man sadly picked up the mattress and carried it into his house. He glanced round the room and found no familiar faces. Promptly. After he had put it on the floor, he promptly went to sleep again. He did work promptly. She answered the question promptly. Lesson 50. Ride. Taken for a ride. It is only a 20-minute bus ride. They took a long airplane ride to get to New York. Excursion. I went on an excursion recently, but my trip took me longer than I expected. Last year, they made an excursion to Suzhou. I joined their excursion. Conductor. I'm going to Woodford Green, I said to the conductor as I got on the bus. But I don't know where it is. The conductor is very friendly. the conductor reminded passengers to keep on guard against the thief. View. I sat in front of the bus to get a good view of the countryside. The view of the Three Gorges is fascinating. She had a beautiful view at the top of the mountain.